The entrance to the club with a name 1,500 square meters is secured with large metal bars. Dressed all in black, tall, brawny men watch out who goes in and out. The former storage warehouse is an insider tip. The walls full of graffiti, the club 1,500 meters, is meeting place of the Warsaw underground scene. Just before the Polish Independence Day, some anti-fascist groups collect money. Bands play music, lyric songs against the right-wing tendencies in Warsaw. The concert will finance posters and court costs if some are arrested during the blockade of the neo-Nazi march, says Michal.
In the 80s, vielleicht es gab paar Neofaschisten in Polen.
During the 80s, explains Michal, there were some neo-fascists in Poland. We knew these people as nationalists. They were fighting the communists in Poland, so for most people they were all right. But in the 90s, these nationalists turned to be neo-fascists. You could see these skinheads everywhere on the streets.
Schon auf die Straßen sehen könnte.
The merchant is one of those courageous people from Warsaw who mobilized 15,000 demonstrators last year to block the fascists' march on November 11th. Michael was involved for years as a volunteer with the organization Never Again, that opposes radical right-wing tendencies in Poland.
In the 1990s,
the organization Never Again has fought with the neo-fascism on the streets. Now you can see the problem with this neo-fascism, especially in the stadiums. Almost all football hooligans in Poland are neo-fascists or extreme radical nationalists. After the street battles of the 1990s, the radical right organized their hate propaganda on the terraces of the Polish football stadiums. After the game, the violent hooligans went on and provoked mass brawls. Poland is still struggling to get rid of this violent image shortly before the European Football Championship, says Jacek Polski.
After years educational work, campaign Let's Kick Racism Out of Stadiums, and also development of infrastructure in Poland and media debate about different topics linked with stadium, like hooliganism, racism, fascism, etc., the situation has changed. Now we still have problem with racism, we still have problem with anti-Semitism at the stadiums and also with hooliganism. But it's not like 10 years ago when we've been doing monitoring and on 8 matches of the top division we had 8 racist incidents because racist flags were simply on every single game.
Due to the awareness campaigns and the training of security personnel, the hooligans are not permitted to enter the stadiums anymore, says Puski. As project manager of the organization Never Again, the human rights activists raises awareness of the security personnel. Burski explained how to identify the neo-fascist symbols and banners in the stadium, like some rune crosses or some combination of numbers, which stand for the Hitler salute.
Es ist inzwischen ganz einfach gesetzlich verboten in Polen.
Now in Poland, the use of these symbols is legally forbidden. Maybe the stadiums in Poland are not absolutely free of violence, but they are almost free of violence. Such a development could be observed in different countries. The violent hooligans have been forced to leave the stadiums. Dariusz Lapinski organizes football fan projects for the European Championship as part of the governmental steering committee. With this educational approach, Poland is trying to push out violent football hooligans. So many want to show that there is no more room for racists during the march on the Independence Day. The activists of Never Again and residents of Warsaw do not want an image of Poland that is defined by a few extremists. Together they want to kick racism out of society.